All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood, and this is Who's Talking. Hobbo is going to give us a brief mention about the UVA Club of Richmond.
Yeah, the UVA Club of Richmond, of course, has a luncheon series throughout the year, and the one coming up in January, which is Wednesday the 23rd, will feature Tom Bandy, class of 82. He's the owner of Bandy Works and the 2010 recipient of the Darden School's Talo Murphy Award. Of course, Talo Murphy was a delegate from the Northern Neck of Virginia. And Tom will be speaking about his experience where he tries to operate or help businesses operating in economically challenged parts of the Commonwealth. So
the luncheon itself is down at the Bull and Bear Club at 1145 on January 23rd. I think that's a Wednesday.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Wednesday the 23rd.
And that's a good event. You can just go to richmondwhos.org to register. I think we've got Dr. Jody Smith joining us here. Jody, are you there?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Perfect timing. Jody, big news today from the mouth of Tony Bennett was that UVA power forward Darian Atkins had doctor's appointments this morning, and we know his shin has been bothering him tremendously and affecting the amount of time on the court and certainly his ability to help the team. Do you have any insights?
You know, it's always tough. He's got his initial diagnosis was shin splints, which is basically an inflammation of the area where the muscle and the bone come together on the back of the shin bone. And although it sounds minor, it can be excruciating, especially in a running or jumping athlete. And you see when he comes off the bench, how uncomfortable that he is until he gets warmed up, and then he runs around and feels a little better, and then as soon as he gets miserable again. So, I don't know that this is anything that's going to go away anytime soon. The week of rest will help him, but I think this is something he's going to continue to fight as the year goes on.
Well, that sounds like more good luck for UVA, being facetious. Akil Mitchell re-rolled his ankle. I believe it was on a loose ball against Clemson. And I just wondered, how much abuse can his ankle take? Because he's playing right many minutes, and he's, trying to do a lot of things on the Virginia for the Virginia team.
He seems to be tolerating it. Well, I saw the injury, and then he went up to the bench, and he hasn't really even shown signs. I mean, I'm sure it's affecting his ability to jump and get around, but some of these ankle injuries are so bad. You see guys that are in a walking boot and hobbling, and it doesn't seem like this is of the more serious type. Certainly, it's gonna affect him in some ways, but it doesn't seem to be slowing him down as much as it could.
Yeah, we're visiting with Jody Smith, Dr. Smith. Jody, this is Hobbo. And, of course, a lot of times with basketball players' ankles, it can be a tendon in the foot or the ankle. Sometimes you have to clarify exactly what the problem is. Back to shin splints, is there anything you do for that other than rest and just some whirlpool treatment, stuff like that?
Sometimes they'll put them in a compression wrap around the lower portion of the leg. Lots of stretching, lots of anti-inflammatories, and that's really about it. They will do whirlpool stuff. It's just one of those kind of chronic things. Now, the one thing that you always worry about, and I'm not sure if you guys remember back to when Harold Dean played his senior year, but the other thing that will cause pain like that is a stress fracture. And I'm assuming at this point that they've done all the tests, but unfortunately, the two hurt about the same, and so sometimes it's difficult to tell one from the other.
Wow. Well, let's hope that he does not have a stress fracture. The Virginia basketball team in the last 3-4 years has had their fair share of unusual lower leg extremity issues. Jody, on the positive note, Jontel Evans seems to be rounding back into shape, and he played more minutes in the last 3 games and just seems to have bounced back from his foot injury.
Yeah, when you break a bone, you get all that healing of the bone. What you don't realize is that the soft tissues are involved also, and it sounds like what happened was when he came back, he really aggravated the healing tissue and the soft tissues, the muscles of the foot, and it got so uncomfortable that he couldn't play. And, it stinks, again, just as a fan watching him play. It seemed like finally in the second or third game back, when he got injured again, he was kind of rounding back into shape. You know, having watched the Clemson and Wake Forest games, he's got a ways to go before he's back to where he was.
You know, the long-term thing is Malcolm Brogdon. Do you know anything about Malcolm? Any updates on him?
I mean, I've heard positive rumors. Until recently, I had heard nothing but negatives. But I've heard he's out shooting now, which is a good thing. He's not scrimmaging or anything like that. But, I mean, the fact that they're letting him do athletic-related activity is important. One of the things I heard was that they, at the same time that they did the operation, they did an operation on his Achilles tendon to lengthen it. And that has been part of the problem that he's had, was that the Achilles hasn't come around. And that was part of the reason why they were slow to let him come back and play. And so if that's the case, that's actually a good thing. My concern was always that he wouldn't heal the bone that he had the problem with on the inside of his foot. And if it's more the Achilles, that's something that with time should get better and bode better for his future.
Well, as always, Jody, thank you for your help. And we, as always, we also thank Ortho Virginia. We're going to let you go. We're going to go to break. We come back. We're going to have a nice interview with Steve Garland, the UVA wrestling coach, who's got a lot to crow about these days as the Wahoos continue to raise their ranking. Stay with us.